This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Happy Monday it is here on the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us, and thank you for all the support that I've got over the last few days. I mentioned on Friday that, and it's pretty much the whole of last week, that we've really been struggling to sort of keep everything going the way we should here at the Kona Edge over the last few weeks. Things just really getting overwhelming from a workload perspective between life, my job, training for an Ironman, and keeping the podcast going. And I mentioned on Friday that my first goal is to try and get some help, to hire somebody on a part-time basis who can help with the production and editing the podcast and publishing on the website. And my first goal is to get to $500. That would cover the cost of hiring someone. And thanks to everyone who did support and guide. If you haven't yet, please head over to thekonaedge.com/support. That's where you can get all the details. I mentioned on Friday as well that I had to make, or have to make, a couple of big decisions with regards to my racing schedule. And one of the things, unfortunately, when I just work absolutely crazy hours, that goes, and the first thing it goes, is generally the training and my nutrition, because the last thing you need to be able to do is stand in front of the stove cooking. So I haven't, it's been okay, but it's just been really, really stressful trying to keep keep that thing, all of the nutrition and the training, sort of where it should be for an Ironman. And essentially, it's 5 and a bit weeks to Ironman South Africa as it stands today. And I'm nowhere near ready, to be honest. I'm probably good enough for a half Ironman, but a full in 5 weeks is just a huge ask. So I've unfortunately decided to pull the plug on Ironman South Africa. I just can't wrap my head around doing it. I just haven't done the training, unfortunately. So we're putting it off to 2019. I will be back. I'm going to be doing an Ironman, and I'm going to keep training the way I am, hopefully. Fingers crossed, have a really good base to then go off and do a full Ironman next April. So, yeah, I'm bitterly disappointed, to be honest, but it is what it is. And, you can't burn the candle at both ends, as they say, and hope to be in tip-top shape. So that's what it is, I guess, and that's what I wanted to share with you. But we're going to be chatting some running today, and we catch up with Jen Kenny to find out a little bit about her Ironman run and some of the things that she's done to get better in her Ironman career. In the spotlight, in the coach's corner today, is MP Multisports. Their athlete-coach relationship is what makes MP Multisport unique in the coaching field. Their role is to ensure the coach relationship is evident in all their coaching interactions. MP Multisport coaching involves listening first to understand your needs as an athlete, continuous analyzation by them, and implementation by you. They don't focus on mass-produced training plans or categorize their athletes, because no two athletes are the same. There's more to your needs than swim, bike, and run portion of training. Too often, athletes will push through their training laps and miles, but forget about the impact in other areas of their lives. To get to your goals, MP Multisport takes a holistic approach to the process, which includes the balance you have in your life, nutrition, core strength, and time management, as well as understanding those needs through communication. To find out more about MP Multisport, head over to the Coach's Corner. Just go to thekonaedge.com/coaching, or alternatively head straight through to their website. It's mpmultisport.com. If you're a coach, or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to that URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching, and scroll right down to the bottom of the page to get all the details. It's run o'clock here on the Kona Edge. We head back to North Carolina to catch up with Jen Kenny. Jen, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for chatting to us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Jen, you mentioned in our first chat that you weren't the biggest fan of the land-based sports, coming from a swimming background. When you got into triathlon, running, has it been quite a challenge for you to get out of the water and have to run? I mean, physically, it's pretty tough.
It is pretty tough, and you have to get comfortable really quickly being uncomfortable on the run. Absolutely. It wasn't as big of a transition for me as learning how to be on that bike, but It was a little bit of a transition, but I think that I hear a lot of people say they either love running or they hate running, and I definitely love it.
That's half the battle won, I'm sure, is having that feeling that, you know what, this doesn't suck all the time. I can actually do this.
Absolutely, yes.
Jen, what over your triathlon career, what are some of the things that you've done that you think has really helped improve your run?
Yeah, you know, Brad, I think kind of like what we talked about with the bike workouts, that controlled environment track workout is something that I do a lot in the wintertime, whether it be, you know, 2 minutes, a half mile, or a mile repeats of speed workouts. That's been in a controlled environment. That's been something I feel like has really improved my speed. Also getting on a treadmill and focusing on form, because that's a great place that you can really think about what you're doing, your posture, your cadence, things like that. And so I feel like between the combination of those two things have been really helpful.
From a physical perspective and making that transition out of the water into running, have injuries been a huge problem for you, or have you been pretty lucky that you've managed to avoid any majors?
Knock on wood, I've been pretty lucky that I haven't had any setbacks with injuries.
As far as your
none to report.
As far as your favorite workouts go, what do you absolutely love doing run wise?
You know, I love the track workout, like I said, that controlled environment. Right now I'm loving the outside winter trail running. And you know, some of my friends we're actually doing the night trail running, and it's totally not what triathlon training is really for right now. But I mean, it's not what I would do in a typical, you know, building up to a race, but right now that has been so much fun, kind of outside the box.
And important to mix things up a bit too as well. I mean, we spoke about the monotony of swimming, but triathlon training in general can get like that. And it's sometimes important to, whether to get on a mountain bike or, as you say, go and run some trails and at night and just try things differently to keep things fresh and keep you fresh.
Absolutely. And I think that keeps the body fresh. It also keeps the mind fresh, which I think is just as important.
You mentioned strength training, off the bike strength training when we spoke about your bike. Is there anything along those sort of lines as far as your run goes that you do that you think benefits your run performance?
Yeah, I do think that, you know, it's funny. I've always heard people say that, you know, swimming and biking help running, biking helps running, swimming and biking help running, but what does running help? I don't know. Like, I feel like that's, you know, I think that the strength training that I've been doing for my bike has been helping with my run and kind of in conjunction. So, kind of pairing all that together, you know, the same kind of workouts, the legs, the arms, the power, and sometimes even in strength workouts, we'll get to a spot where we are, you know, at a max heart rate where we're really working hard, not necessarily with hard weights, but whether it's ropes or whatnot. And to feel like that, pushing that anaerobic piece helps me in my aerobic running. It gets me to that. It kind of helps with that comfort zone and getting out of the comfort zone and being comfortable.
Fantastic. Well, Jen, I look forward to talking a little bit about your nutrition next time out here on the Cone Edge, but we'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time today.
Sounds good, Brad. Thank you.
This episode of the Cone Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of The Cone Edge, and thank you to Jen Kenny as well for sharing those tips with us here on the podcast today. I'll be back again tomorrow with the Tuesday edition. We chat some more nutrition. And that URL, once again, if you'd like to help out, is thekonaedge.com/supports. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Itch.